At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are looking live at Tim Murray and Super Bowl champion Sean King on VSiN Primetime.
Hour three of VSiN Primetime, presented by BetMGM, alongside Super Bowl champ Sean King. I am Tim Murray. Got our eyes on the World Baseball Classic Final. 1-1 now in the bottom of the second inning. Japan just went yard in that one.
Let's go, Japan.
We are we are pulling for the Japanese in this one. Took the plus money courtesy of Cody Decker. All right, let's bring in our next guest. He is someone, you know, think mostly about, you know, his accomplishments with the phenomenal show and movie Entourage, but we like to think of him as pickleball connoisseur. That is Doug Ellen and part owner of the Chicago Slice. Mr. Ellen, how are you today?
I am good. What's happening?
We're feeling good. We're trying to, you know, hold over time before more basketball hits the airwaves here. So we're trying to figure it out.
We're coming down from being mad. This March Madness thing, it's
tough.
Gets you emotionally hijacked.
Why are you mad? You said Duke's better off without Coach K. Why are you mad?
Hey, you know what? As soon as I said that, we didn't get any calls that we got under Coach K. Tennessee was playing football against us, man. They were running, tackling. I saw a couple sack fumbles. I mean, it was really football on the hard court.
You know what I love about Doug, man? He calls you on your crap all the time. It is so great.
Carson, that's because I'm not in front of him. I'm not face-to-face.
No, you gotta call him anyways.
It's because I'm always wrong when he's on. Either I'm talking Carson Wentz or Mitch Trubisky.
Or Duke.
What could go wrong here?
Oh, man. So much to get to with you. I was actually joking with you off the air. I was in you were in the Palm Springs area, right, at Indian Wells watching that tournament go down, some pickleball going on. I was driving home, and we were driving through Joshua Tree, and I was thinking of the episode where, all the characters in Entourage were tripping on shrooms, and I was like, my God. I could only imagine getting the production trucks out to the middle of nowhere like it was, because I was terrified driving through some of those parts.
Yeah, I mean, we did a whole Victory of the Podcast episode about the episode. I mean, that was a incredibly difficult production, but it turned out great. But not easy to shoot. The temperatures are extremely high, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a neat episode.
And now sure. Aaron Rodgers is doing the same thing. I know he got it from Entourage. I know.
I was at Super Bowl, Doug, and I bumped into my old buddy Jake Plummer old quarterback of Arizona State, and he's big in the mushroom business. Owns a huge, I guess, dispensary in, I think it's Denver, Colorado. So
it's the new thing. Microdosing, everybody's talking about it. I'm not ready for that. You know, some of the stuff on Entourage was based on the one time I did mushrooms when I freaked out. I'm a control freak, and I'm not.
I'm with you, Doug. I'm with you. I want to be in full control.
You can follow Doug on Twitter at Mr. Doug Ellen. Once again, Victory, the podcast. You know, last week we broke the news to you that Darren Waller would be a New York Giant. You've had a week to digest it now. Any more thoughts on the new toy that Daniel Jones, who, by the way, he's getting himself the bag who he has to throw to there in New York?
I don't know. I mean, it's I feel like I'm being set up, you know. And I love Waller. I'm not sure why they don't want him. I don't know. Everything is concerning me a little bit. It all seems too good to be true. There was a great piece on him on Real Sports, so I really like him and respect him and want to see some great stuff out of him. But I don't know. I'm nervous about the season coming up.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things, you know. And I'm a Waller fan. I actually know him personally. But it's kind of one of those things. Nobody's trading Gronk. Nobody's trading Travis Kelce. You know, so it does kind of put up, not necessarily a red flag, but at least a yellow one. Like, okay, whatever it was that didn't make him a long-term option there, I hope he kind of it transitions and transforms under Daboll. But you guys need weapons, and you're getting them. I want to transition, though, slightly to the NBA. Because I do think the New York Knicks are playing some pretty good basketball. And we're closer to the NBA playoffs than we are to the NFLs. Obviously, have you been following your Knicks? What kind of chances do you give them in a Eastern Conference? It seems to be Milwaukee, Boston, and everyone else. But as we've seen in the past, once the playoffs start, you know, anything can happen. They sit at 66-1 right now to win the NBA title.
Yeah, I'm not betting that anyway. But I do see the Knicks as a threat to win a round. Maybe two, but you know, the East, they're both tough right now. I mean, the NBA is really as good as it's ever been. There's a lot of good teams, but I can see the Knicks beating some people and being difficult. I can see them beating the Celtics for sure. But I don't know. Sixers, Bucks, you know, unless Harden is playoff Harden again, those are two really tough teams. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, but I love the Knicks. I love watching them. Brunson has been a big surprise. I thought he was going to be good. I did not think he was going to be this good. And, you know, I've been touting Julius for years and, you know, I'm really liking watching them. So I hope for good things.
You know, it's interesting because I've never lived in California. I probably have only spent, Doug, maybe 7 to 10 days in my entire life in the state of California. Just when you're in Florida, you very rarely go to Cali because it's kind of the same thing, just really far away. But I ask that because when it comes to the energy that sports create, Sacramento Kings sit with the third best record in the Western Conference. Is that done anything to the general population of California, or does it go completely unnoticed?
You know, California is a huge state, as you know. So Sacramento might as well be freaking Canada, you know? I mean, no one's talking about Sacramento in Los Angeles, but they look like the real deal. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, you know, but I think, you know, everyone in LA really just thinks LeBron can just carry another team anywhere he wants with whoever's on it. So we'll see what happens.
We're talking to Doug Ellen, creator and producer of Entourage. Make sure to check out the podcast, Victory, the podcast. Also part owner, the Chicago Slice.
Season start, by the way, or is it going on now?
It goes on. There's six events. It's all year. So there's one starting Thursday in Daytona.
Ooh.
And it's really, it's just at the beginning. But, you know, I told you guys off air, I got to play with some of the best tennis players who were at the Indian Wells tournament this weekend. So I played with John Isner and Jack Sock and Sam Querrey and Michael Chang, former French Open champion. So pickleball, not tennis, but it was...
Has Michael Chang still got it? I mean, he's what, 50 now? I mean, it's been a minute. How does he go over to the pickleball play?
I'm going to be 55 in 2 weeks. So, you know, it's like when who said Don Lemon said that Nikki Haley was out of her prime. But Michael Chang, yeah, he looked great on the pickleball court. Jack Sock, if you guys know him, former top 10 tennis player, and he was the defending doubles champion at the tournament. he's unreal at pickleball, and he plans to make it a professional thing after he retires from tennis. But it doesn't always translate right over. It takes some time, but it was great fun, and that tournament was great. I don't know if you guys got to see Alcaraz or watching tennis, but this guy is unreal at 19, and I got to see him live, which was pretty special. So
yeah, our producer Britton, he's all into that tennis thing, so I'm sure he didn't miss a serve or a return of a serve. But I'll say this, isn't there a little too tall for a pickleball court? Like, can he really play with somebody else?
I mean, Isner's been top 10 in tennis. I think he's got, you know, has the fastest serve on the thing, but he was good. You know, he's pretty new to pickleball, but yeah, he was excellent, and he moves for a big guy. I mean, look, it's, you know, like Hakeem Olajuwon was, 7 feet. We know how he moved, but Isner moves well, really well. But I did. It's on my Instagram. You can see me pass him down the line at match point.
Okay.
I think it's pretty impressive, you know?
Doug Ellen joining us. All right, Doug, you're a New York guy. Obviously, we talk about the Giants and the Knicks. I'm curious. I don't know if you followed St. John's as a kid. I imagine they were pretty darn good when you were there. I mean, this stat just blew my mind. They haven't made it to the Friday, the semifinals of the Big East tournament in 23 years at Madison Square Garden. But now Rick Pitino's there. Is Rick Pitino returning? Would that get you kind of juiced up to follow the Johnnies here?
You know, it definitely gets me excited, but Chris Mullin got me excited.
That's,
you know,
true.
I grew up loving Chris Mullin, Mark Jackson, Walter Berry, you know. So I was a big St. John's fan. Pitino, you know, he's a proven commodity, but who knows? You know, college basketball has changed so much, and to really keep these guys more than a year is difficult. But of course I'm excited about it, and I hope he brings some glory back to the Johnnies. It'll be great.
Last time I remember them being good, Doug, Malik Seeley was the best player. Rest in peace to him. But who else was on that team? I felt like it was one other guy that ended up being a legitimate NBA player.
Oh, there was, and you're going to make me forget him, and it's not Glass. You see, I got to do this research before so I can look like I know what I'm talking about. But,
oh, you think I really would,
did,
right?
I really did follow St. John's, and I knew that team when Malik was on, and I love Malik, but I don't remember. But yeah. But Pitino, you know, it's going to be exciting, and we'll see if he can get some recruits over there, and I think it'd be great for New York to have St. John's be good again.
With Jay Wright retiring at Villanova, he'll definitely become the best dressed coach in the business. His suit game's still tight.
He does have a pretty sharp suit game. All right, before we let you run, Doug, we're down to 16 teams. You could study college basketball the most of anybody.
It wouldn't have helped.
And it doesn't matter. So I don't know if you've watched a second of any college basketball. Who do you think wins the championship? And is there any buzz in town on the Bruins?
Yeah, there's definitely buzz on the Bruins, who I'm hoping keep moving forward. I'm going with, you know, and it's a shout out to my high school buddy who's a Michigan State alum and said they should fire Izzo 2 weeks ago. It's the most bizarre thing ever. That guy, you know, I've watched a bunch of Michigan State players, from Draymond, whoever else, to talk about him. And I feel like Izzo's going to make some magic right now. So I'm looking at that, but I'd like to see UCLA do well too.
All right, there he is. Doug, appreciate it as always.
Stuff,
we'll talk
Doug.
To you next week.
Thanks, guys. Be good.
There he is. Doug Ellen, creator, producer of Entourage. Make sure to check out Victory, the podcast, if you are an Entourage fan, like the two of us, of course, are. Japan, 2-1 lead.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Alongside Sean King, I am Tim Murray. It is VSiN Prime Time. Keeping tabs on the World Baseball Classic Final down in Miami. Japan with a 2-1 lead over the United States. Trey Turner, a home run in this one for the USA, but Japan has responded with a couple of runs. Both Sean and I tailed our friend Cody Decker and rolled with Japan here in this spot on the money line. So, as you said, long way to go. Loaded lineups. And we'll see if that total is in play. That total closed, Sean, at 10.
Little update on the ice. Puckstradamus had two plays tonight. Minnesota Wild plus 150. There is still 0-0 versus the New Jersey Devils in the second period. Also took the St. Louis Blues at minus 140. They're up 1-0 in the first period versus the Detroit Red Wings. Hopefully we can get the desired result in both of those games. Get this new portion of our cigar contest off to a great start for yours truly. I challenged Tim. I said between now and the NFL draft, I will be 65% or better with my Puckstradamus plays. If that happens, I get 10 off my ledger. So we'll see.
And if it doesn't, I get two more.
The challenge has been issued. I've responded. I've accepted. Okay. Now it's just time to go out and handle business.
You didn't accept it. You brought it up.
You know, I'm about tired of you.
I just, people.
Here I am trying to win a WBC game. Japan finally has the lead.
Well, you can't, you know, spew out inaccuracies and me just, oh, yes, Sean, that's correct. Yep, I challenged you.
Well, did we agree?
You brought up the
Maybe I worded it wrong.
Yes, you did.
Tim accepted it. Oh, he says, boom, kill the show. Like, just, come on, man. Stop being a child.
I just like the facts.
No, you're acting like you're 12.
No. You.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to get a goal.
I am Puck Stradamus, and I have accepted the challenge.
You brought it up yourself.
That's kind of how I felt, though.
Yeah?
Like, yeah, with my chest out, you know, cheeks full of air. Yeah.
Congrats.
So Puck Stradamus does.
Yeah. Well, we better hit 65% of his bets, or you're going to lose some more cigars.
We're introducing a new Puck Stradamus graphic here shortly as well. So
we've been saying
they post it the rest of the week.
Can't wait. Brad Power is going to join us here.
I'm sick of you.
At the bottom of the hour.
Just so you know.
I'm sorry. You can leave. Head on out. I'll hold down the fort. I'll watch you.
You coming off a 3-7 week. Stay here. Keep it straight.
You know, you keep bringing that up.
Because I want you to go 10-0 or 8-0 over Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, I'll try harder, Sean.
Okay, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do a 14 parlay of your four plays, whatever they are. And if we win it, then I'm gonna take all of that and do another 14 parlay on Friday with all your
plays.
I'm
not betting all four games, you nuts.
I didn't say you haven't bet all four. You might have a total and a side in one game. And that's two plays.
Why do you think I'm gonna have four bets?
You might. If you don't, then.
Okay. I think we're going to go head-to-head here, too, and some picks here, which we got to send in. Reiterating the fact that Sean is a bad person, you know, I probably had one of the better runs I've ever had in college basketball. Never a positive thing out of your mouth. And then I had a bad weekend. I was terrible on Thursday and Friday. And all you keep reminding me of 3-7. By the way, let me just remind you of our head-to-head contest. All your teams are gone.
No, in the Final Four.
Whoa. That's not for any cigar bets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When we actually have a competition.
Yeah, I got unlucky in that. I had Kansas and Arizona.
I got unlucky with Drake blowing an 8-point lead.
But I mean, Drake Memphis, losing is one thing.
Memphis like, turning the ball
Kansas
over.
Kansas nor Arizona getting in the Final Four, that's like.
Oh, I had Arkansas on Saturday.
I mean, I am getting goalied at a level that's unbelievable in this New Jersey.
I feel like you say that on a regular basis.
Minnesota game.
I just, by the way, just looking at that graphic, I can continue to accrue points. So I already have insured myself an extra 4.5 cigars. So we'll have to figure out how that. But if Houston goes on to win the title, that'll be an extra 4 added on to that. So that would be 8.5. If Gonzaga keeps on rolling, which they got a tough challenge against UCLA. Let me ask you this. UCLA-Gonzaga. UCLA is now the betting favorite in this spot, despite the fact that they're dealing with their fair share of injuries.
Yeah, that's it. That's what made this interesting.
That line is a bit, I'll be honest, a little bit fishy, considering when you look at.
Like you feel like it's telling people to bet Gonzaga.
No, I think.
I anticipated Gonzaga being the favorite. When Singleton went down, I thought, okay, Gonzaga will be favorite now. This will be the third UCLA.
Well, Singleton is probably going to play.
Well, after that fiasco he had on the court.
Well, doesn't matter.
I mean, if I was a coach, I wouldn't let him play.
Kendrick Davis went down and was slamming the floor against Memphis, and they checked back in like 2 minutes later. So, I mean, there's some theatrics involved.
Full, like, rubbing his waves with both hands, like, you know, writhing in pain.
All I'll say is...
He reached down one time. He grabbed his knee, his calf, his ankle, and his foot when the doctor was asking what's wrong. I was waiting for him to bring the wheelchair out for a sprained ankle.
Brendan Haywood's on the broadcast saying, don't show the replay.
Jeez, man. It's like, I'm like, what is going on? Seriously.
But I think he's playing on Thursday night. I'll say this. And I'll give credit to Matt Eumanns on this one. He wrote it up for the website, gave it out on the podcast, and I'm going to tail it. I'm on the under in this game.
Under in UCLA Gonzaga?
Yeah, as crazy as that sounds, I think if UCLA is going to win this game, they're going to have to ugly this thing up. And they're a top five defensive team in the country. Gonzaga, as we saw against TCU, when they get rolling offensively, which they pretty much have the entire year, it is hard to keep up with them. So I think...
What number did you get?
It's 146 here.
146?
Yeah. So I do think that the under for me would be the look in this spot because, you know, last time UCLA played at T-Mobile Arena, Pac-12 championship, ugly game, back and forth. I think that's the style of play that Mick Cronin's going to have to kind of rely on here. You don't want to get Gonzaga out and running, right? You know, last year when they lost to Arkansas, it was, you know, a battle of athletic players going back and forth, and Arkansas got the upper hand. When they lost to Baylor in the national championship 2 years ago, Baylor exercised their athletic ability. I think that's what UCLA will try to do in this game. Now, can they accomplish it? That remains to be seen. But
who did I tell you is the best player on the court? Or most talented, in my opinion?
The youngster.
Amari Bailey.
Your guy.
I think he's going to have a breakout game.
Okay.
He's really, really talented.
You taking UCLA?
I haven't gotten that far yet.
So right now, UCLA laying two. Multiple games at two. Michigan State, Kansas State's at two. The other game here in Las Vegas, Arkansas, UConn, total of 140, spread down to 3.5. DraftKings has a juice 3.5, so we might be on our way back to four. We saw this game open four, get ticked down to 3.5. The question I have about UConn here is they've got the bigs. Sanogo was tremendous in their win against St. Mary's. I have real concerns regarding their guard play and if they've got strong enough guard play. I mean, Arkansas, you know what they have talent-wise, but as Nick Smith Jr., who didn't score a point against Kansas, was, I think, 2 of 10 against Illinois, you know, is he going to be a massive piece to this game? Is he going to have a breakout type of game? That remains to be seen for this game as well.
Yeah, I'm probably going to first half bet Arkansas.
You're just going all in.
No, because here's why, Tim. I don't trust Arkansas at the end of games. I still can't get out of my mind. Who did they play in the first round?
Illinois.
They tried to blow that game.
Still won by 10.
I know, but if you watched it, you were nervous. And I've seen Arkansas do that throughout the year, so I like them more in the first half. I'm going to take Arkansas first half.
All right, Arkansas first half catching two.
Yeah.
The total of 64.5. Much more thoughts on the Sweet 16 coming up. Brad Powers will join us. Good to catch up with Brad. We haven't chatted with him in a while. He'll join us on the other side. It is VSiN Primetime.
VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Get everything you need to bet on the baseball this season with our MLB betting guide. It's available now and has futures, team previews, and best bets. Steve Mackinnon has power ratings on every team. Plus, Adam Burke, who's busting his hump, breaking down all the new MLB rules and how they will impact bettors. Whether you bet baseball every day or just looking for a valuable futures bet, our betting guide has it all. Sign up today and get full access to VSiN for 30 days for only $19. Head on over to VSiN.com/subscribe. Alongside Sean King, I am Tim Murray. It is VSiN Primetime. We are presented by BetMGM. The Sweet 16
is upon us.
Gets going on Thursday. Four games on Thursday. Madison Square Garden. And right here in Las Vegas, first time ever, the NCAA tournament.
I've got Duke, by the way.
Will be played there. They lost, Sean. Will be played here in Las Vegas. To talk more about it, a gentleman who lives in our wonderful city of Las Vegas, Brad Powers joins us right now. Good to catch up with Brad
at BradPower7 on Twitter. It's always an indicator when Brad's rocking a hat. I tend to know what his bet's going to be. So we have not communicated. So I'm just going to go, for those listening with us, Brad is rocking a Texas Longhorn hat. So let's go right to it. This is the last game of the Sweet 16. Xavier, Texas. This game will be played at T-Mobile Center, not to be confused with T-Mobile Arena. This one, Kansas City, Missouri. Mostly fours out there in favor of the Longhorns, a total of 149. So, Brad, is Texas a look for you come Friday night against Xavier?
Old-fashioned head fake, Billy Walder's writing style. I do not like Texas. But, I mean, to be honest with you, that's the only Sweet 16 game where I haven't bet either side or total on the game. So I don't see any value. I just wore it because I felt like it. And I do like Texas to, you know, obviously advance. I did bet him to go to the Final Four. So there is that. And then I'm also anxiously awaiting the quarterback matchup between Arch Manning and Quinn Ewers.
Brad's always in football mode. If you follow him on Twitter, which you got to do, he's diving in, man. He's gonna be ready once those futures start trickling
this
out.
This was gonna be interesting because I thought Arch would. I thought he 100% he would sit, but then Quinn Ewers' last half of the season was poor, and then he'd go into the bowl game. He didn't play well, so I think he opened the door for Arch if Arch is ready. You know, to at least have a package. You know, potentially even maybe
practice.
Start outright.
I watched some practice. It's going to be tight.
Yeah. Ooh, man, that'll be something. Quinn Ewers could be headed to his third school.
It's Quinn Ewers' fault.
It's true. He
stuck it up the last quarter of the season. I mean, he was super average. Didn't look anything like that kid that played the first half versus Bama.
He was great in that one. All right, let's get back to hoops. We'll just go in chronological order then. You said you have a bet on every game outside of the Texas game, which good point guarding by me. Michigan State, Kansas State, Madison Square Garden, Spartans laying 2 right now. Total 137.5 consensus right now, Brad. How are you looking at the first game of the Sweet 16 in New York City?
I have bet the under. I have bet Michigan State. I anticipated Michigan State money to come in. Obviously, give Tom Izzo an extra few days to prep. Been there, done that. How many times in the Sweet 16 round? Kansas State's, great story for a team that was basically built in one offseason. But I'm going to lean Michigan State. I do, at the current numbers, prefer under. Madison Square Garden, unique backdrop, a little bit darker. And also the aura of Madison Square Garden might get the best of these kids. So under for me.
Yeah, Marquise Noel from Harlem has never played at Madison Square Garden, which is kind of a unique story there. Kansas State guard who was phenomenal against UK. Let's just stay at Madison Square Garden. Florida Atlantic, Tennessee, FAU. The Owls were as high as 6 in the market. Come down a little bit, 5.5. Total of 130.5. And we've seen some steady movement towards the under in this one, Brad. So what jumps at you? Florida Atlantic, Tennessee. This will be the nightcap on Thursday at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, under for me. That's the bet that I made in this matchup. Not wild about either team. I mean, obviously, Tennessee leaves a lot to be desired offensively. But defensively, both teams get it done when it comes to efficiency, especially Tennessee. I'm not wild about either team. I lost big bets involving both teams in round 2, especially Florida Atlantic. I was the one that had that minus 11 ticket when Circa opened that up, closes 16. I mean, no shot whatsoever there. So under for me is my preference.
Got that closing line value trophy though, sitting on your trophy case. So that's all that matters there.
The trophy is a box of ramen noodles after how bad Sunday was.
my was my Friday. Oh God, it was.
Oh, he was terrible.
It was
Friday.
Terrible. Thank
God Almighty.
Hey, Duke won on
Can
Saturday,
you get to
right?
The rest of
I was curious.
The games, please.
I know you didn't watch the end of it because you're a fair weather fan. Arkansas and UConn here in Las Vegas. A little bit of money coming in on Woo Pig Suey, but we might be headed back to 4, some juice 3.5s. Total there at 140. What do you see in UConn and Arkansas, Brad?
I like Connecticut. Call me square. I mean, first off, a very square handicap. I've been watching college basketball for a long time, 30 years watching this tournament. Connecticut just has that look. When you go, they're starting 5, their first couple guys off the bench. They got a three guard. that can, you know, number 44, he can bring the ball off the floor. They got a 7-2 guy off the bench. Sanogo's a force down low at 6'9". Everybody can shoot from the outside. People can slash to the bucket. There's just not much, you know, not many weaknesses. I would say their head coach is probably the biggest question mark for Connecticut. And I do think Musselman has the coaching advantage here, but I just think Connecticut matchup wise and just has too many guys as far as their bench compared to Arkansas. So give me the Huskies -3.5.
The creme de la creme of the Sweet 16, at least on paper, Gonzaga, UCLA, obviously UCLA. I was joking with Adam Burke on the podcast. Anyone says injuries and Jalen Clark, take a drink. You'll be passed out within like 15 minutes because that is all that's mentioned regarding UCLA. But yet they're still a favorite here in this spot. They're laying 2. Market has moved a little bit here with the Bruins. Total sitting at 145.5. If you do like the under, circa sitting at 146. So that would be the best in the market there. Nightcap at T-Mobile Arena on Thursday night. Gonzaga, UCLA, Brad.
So obviously I think there's some correlation. You like the under, you probably like the favorite. If you like the dog, you probably like the over. Very two contrasting styles. Typically, when you got an offense matched up against a defense, I tend to like the defense, that being UCLA. Not in this one. Forget the injury to Jalen Clark. I don't think Bonas 100% healthy, and I don't think Singleton's going to be 100% healthy after he rolled that ankle late in the game against Northwestern for UCLA. So because of that, give me Gonzaga for the first time in a while, flying a little bit under the radar. Zags outright +2.
Yeah, that is they have been. I mean, they've been kind of overlooked, and you know the way their offense has been playing, best offense in the country. That second half was something to be seen. To Friday we go, the early game on Friday. The now favorite, Brad, to win the national championship, Alabama, whose head coach may or may not have been called out by the head coach of the football program down there at Alabama. I don't know if anyone picked up on that. But Alabama is laying 7.5 here in this spot. There's one, I think, 7 out there, but mostly 7.5s across the board. 137.5 here with San Diego State. Both these teams really, really talented defensively, but obviously contrasting styles with Alabama, the way they want to run, and San Diego State wants to slow you down.
Yeah, so I bet Alabama 6.5, crossing through 7, and believe it or not, just like football, 7 is a very key number in hoops. So I can't recommend laying 7.5 now. I prefer the under at the current numbers. I think, obviously, a lot of people talk about Alabama's offense. I don't think their defense gets enough credit. Mm-hmm. We know San Diego State's really good defensively, so two, you know, elite defenses here. And I do think if San Diego State's going to keep it close, they're going to slow the tempo way down. Under for me.
Yeah, I think that this is pretty correlated, right? If you like the dog, you absolutely want the under. Even if you like the favorite, I mean, you could see an under coming home, like you said. I mean,
I could see Alabama limiting San Diego State to 55 points.
I totally could see that. I took some San Diego State at 8, but I the more and more I think about it, I think under might be more of a look for me. Yep. Miami and Houston, great guard play in this game. And the question I have, Brad, moving forward is, you know, did Houston unlock what they are in that second half against Auburn? Miami played really well against Indiana. Big number, 7, total of 138.5.
It's another game I bet under. I also bet the favorite, though, as well. You mentioned the second half. That was super impressive against Auburn. Down 10. Yeah, and as the one seed, you're in a hostile environment in Birmingham, Alabama, and they just absolutely dominated Auburn. Also helped Auburn miss a ton of foul shots and missed a lot of shots, period. But I think Houston had that showed that extra gear. I was worried about some injuries there, but Houston and the under for me.
All right, final one, Brad, before we let you run. The smart guys against Creighton. Princeton and Creighton. Tigers catching 10 with a total of 140.
So you did a good job. You saved the best for last. That being the best bet. Give me the dog here, Princeton +10. I just think you talk about parity. We have it in college basketball. I don't think you can lay 10 points in this tournament. So give me Princeton here +10.
The Tigers +10. Brad, good luck in the games. Great catching up with you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Duke's winning it all, Brad.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a summer night in Paris, American artist Lee Krasner is drifting off to sleep when the phone rings. On the line, news that her husband, Jackson, is dead. Jackson, as in the painter Jackson Pollock. He might, to this day, be the most mythologized figure in American art. But how much of the story that we've been told about him is just that? A myth. On Death of an Artist, Season 2, Krasner and Pollock, the story about how the art world changed forever. And the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It is VSiN Primetime, wrapping things up here alongside Sean King. I am Tim Murray, and folks, even a wager that misses can still be a slam dunk with BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Place a one-game NBA parlay wager with four legs or more, and if you miss one leg, you'll receive up to $25 back. Just opt in to this promotion on BetMGM's app or website. With one-game parlay, you can make selections within a single NBA game, including team and player props. Opt into the promotion, then place a NBA one-game parlay wager of four legs or more, and you'll get up to $25 back. You miss one leg. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, Nevada, or New York. Alongside Sean King, I am Tim Murray. It is VSiN Prime Time. Keeping our eyes on the World Baseball Classic. Japan has now taken a 3-1 lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. So the Japan, who I believe won this event twice before, the United States are the reigning champs. They do have a 3-1 lead. Sean, how are your hockey bets looking right now?
Right now, the Minnesota Wild are 0-0 into the second. So we have the third period coming there versus the Devils. We had the Wild plus 150. Let's see if they can get us a goal or two and get this home. That'd be tremendous. St. Louis Blues in a shootout so far. The Detroit Red Wings tied 2-2. We took the Blues tonight, minus 140. So not home yet in either one, Tim, but also haven't been locked out the house either. So we'll see how the third period goes in the Minnesota Wild game and how the next two periods go in the Blues game. We did also bet, because of Cody Decker, Japan in this World Basketball Classic, World Baseball Classic game. Just a solo run hitting the last, or this inning, I think, by Okamoto was the young man's name. Japan now leads 3-1, bottom of the fourth. No runners on, one out.
JVT's best bet of the night for the NBA was Washington Orlando over 223.5 was what it closed at. And after three quarters down in the Sunshine State,
they won 75.
88 to 87, so 175.
So, what, 48 total points?
Yeah, 49. You'll get over. So hopefully doable for JVT, his best bet of the night, that can come home for him and anybody who else tailed Mr. Von Tobel in that spot. And
so to put that in contrast or context, in the third period, Tim, there were 59 points scored. The second period, there were 65. The first period, there were 51. So they've gone over that number in each quarter so far. So hopefully this isn't like the other night where you say the I think the Mavs put up 9 or something in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, let's not
He's definitely on an over pace.
Let's not have that happen.
It's a tight game, 88-87.
Yeah, your in-game total in that game, I think, is around 231. Britain just let us know. So on pace, hopefully that comes home for JVT. Thanks to Brad Powers for joining us. He said he's going to lock in full-time on football here after the NCAA tournament, but dabble in a little bit. Likes a lot of unders, which doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me. Unders have obviously been incredibly fruitful, 35-17 so far in the NCAA tournament for unders. They did go 2-6 though on Sunday, but you know, something he pointed out that he really did, you know, look at Madison Square Garden as an under arena. Adam Burke brought that up as well today on the college basketball betting podcast. So something to keep an eye on there. I just do want to point something out. There's a NIT game still to come tonight. Wisconsin and Oregon, the market is being bet like they know the outcome. This game has moved 3 points. Opened Oregon 5. It is now Wisconsin 2. And it's just been a steady stream of movement towards the Badgers on the road at Oregon. So, I don't know. Maybe the market knows something, because it is moving quite considerably in this game. I don't have an opinion on it. I told you to fade Wisconsin in the opening round, and they came out and won. So who knows? Apparently, Wisconsin is motivated for
the
NIT.
Is this the semifinals in the NIT?
Quarterfinals.
Okay. North Texas, Oklahoma State tied at 50. Unless that goes to overtime, that was a dead under game that we missed, Tim. That total closed at, I want to say, what did you say?
121.
121. So they're at 100 with, what, 3 minutes left? Three and a half minutes left, yeah, so. Unless they have a complete role reversal on what we've seen so far, this was going to fly under.
Could be overtime, though, so that's your always worry with this game being as close as it is. Some coaching little nuggets here to just got to hit on the show to close out here, Sean. Jeff Goodman, who is going to be in town. Hopefully we can get Jeff Goodman from the Field of 68 to stop by the studio at some
point. I got
Matt
Grissom coming in town. Invited us up to Legacy Club for cigars.
Nice. But Jeff Goodman tweeted out that Penn State's Micah Shrewsbury is currently mulling over an offer to remain at Penn State and the opportunity to go to Notre Dame. Penn State has increased its financial package, also an NIL commitment. So that is the latest regarding Notre Dame's opening. Obviously, we had St. John's filled. Rick Pitino did his press conference today. Mr. Tobin Anderson, the Fairleigh Dickinson head coach, after 1 year with the Knights and a victory over Purdue. He is headed to Iona, so he will replace Rick Pitino. So good for Tobin Anderson. After one season with Fairleigh Dickinson, he heads to New Rochelle to take over the Iona Gaels, who were a 13 seed this year in the NCAA tournament. Oral Roberts head coach Paul Mills led that team to a 30-win season. He is headed to Wichita State. So a lot of movement, Sean, out there regarding coaching and the coaching moves just going around quite quickly. So handful of other smaller spots as well available. So we'll see how it all kind of works itself out as the coaching carousel is moving quickly. Who, if you were a
kind of bummed about the coaching carousel, considering USF screwed up, what was it?
Mike Bray?
Yeah, going to Tampa.
Mike Bray, reports yesterday were that Mike Bray was headed to take over the USF program, which I thought would be a tremendous hire for USF to bring in Mike Bray, who had a lot of success at Notre Dame. But Mike Bray told ESPN that he interviewed at USF, was not offered the job, and has said he's going to take some time off and pursue television, which I think is a big win for us because Mike Bray, I'll tell you right now, is going to be fantastic on TV.
Well, it's a loss for USF.
Absolutely.
I mean, Colin Sherrin tweeted out a bunch of tweets that he had from 13-14 where USF decided against hiring Musselman, who wanted the job, by the way.
Seems like they got things really buttoned up down there in Tampa. I'll say this. Like, I think Mike Bray would have worked out. I think he would have done well there. However, I don't know.
For a program that has no semblance of brand, he would have brought them attention.
That's true. Yes. See, that's the point. And he could have got them bigger games. I don't know if Mike Bray's ready to grind again, by the way.
He wasn't really some young assistants to do that. He's
and I think he
would
have
face of it.
And what I told you yesterday, I think he would have went portal very heavily, and you know, that's the route he would have gone. But not going to happen. And USF's loss is our gain because I think he'll be really good on television. I really do. And he'll get to enjoy himself. Maybe I can bump into him at the Delaware Beach this summer because he likes to enjoy himself.
Yeah, his son is down at Kyle is down at
IMG, right?
Yeah, IMG.
Where you were. All right.
It's a beautiful area.
Tomorrow, Sean, full day breaking down the Sweet 16. Got to figure out a little competition, me and you.
Uxodamus is trying to get his two bets home tonight.
Can't get to 65% without starting with some winners.
Right.
What are your winners again tonight?
Minnesota Wild at plus 150 and the St. Louis Blues at minus 140.
All right.
For Uxodamus' two plays tonight.
Mike Trout at the plate, top of the fifth inning in the World Baseball Classic Final.
Japan
leading 3-1. Yeah, we will give credit to Cody Decker if this comes home, and we'll call him anti-American if it doesn't come home.
You know,
making a turn on us here. But Japan with a 3-1 lead. Thanks to Adam Burke, Cody Decker, Jonathan Von Tobel, Doug Ellen, and Brad Powers for all joining us. In-depth breakdown of the Sweet 16, even more so tomorrow here on the show. Matt Eumanns, Wes Reynolds coming up next. Just a reminder, two new episodes of the VSiN College Basketball Betting Podcast available. Get it where you get your podcasts. Come on, Japan, finish them off.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.